We spent quite a bit of time in the last few weeks talking about King Saul. And we learned how that because of his disobedience to God's word, that God said, I have rejected you as king. And he said, I have found another. And indeed he did. And that person that God was talking about at that time was a shepherd boy. But God saw this young man's heart. And I have described many times in preaching and, of course, on the radio broadcast, this young shepherd boy that loved to play the harp. And from what Scripture tells us, he was quite anointed to play the harp. And in my mind and imagination, I see him out there on the Judean hills tending his sheep, kind of up on a little hill, where he could keep an eye on the sheep playing his harp. And I could just imagine that somebody who may be passing through the Judean hills would hear this melodious sound of the music of a harp and a young man singing to the top of his lungs. And so he goes to investigate, where's this music coming from? And he comes up on this scene of this young shepherd boy playing that big old gigantic harp to the sheep. And he's just praising God. And he's just in a world, just him and God. And I just see that as a beautiful scene. But I see that as the heart of this young man. He was a young man who just loved praising God. And even we find it through Scripture. It talks about David. He said he'd be up early in the morning up on the housetop praising God. Noontime, he'd be praising God. In the evening time, he'd be praising God. He loved to praise God. And God loved the praise. And God looked down at this young, tender heart. And he saw a man that I can trust. And he said to Saul, he said, I have found a man who will follow after me. You know the story. You know how the story takes off where this young man, David, is called to the king because the king, King Saul, was being vexed by an evil spirit. And somebody told him, he says, I know a young man who's skillful with a harp, and he can play that in such a way that he will ease your trouble, King Saul. So Saul sent for him, and he became a young man. He would go, and he would play his harp for the king. But, oh, there's much more to this story. You remember yesterday I said that this is the man, the same man who was the young man who became an older man, who became the king of Israel, who had Nathan the prophet come to him and say, thou art the man, because of a grave sin. And it's troubling to even think about how this all occurred. But it is a great lesson in life. This is Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.